Good morning. It's Thursday, June 24th. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. The rain chance increases to 80% today. The afternoon high will reach into the upper 80s. It'll drop to the upper 70s at night. Let's get things started in South Beach. Bars with early morning liquor licenses can once again serve booze until 5 a.m. The City of Miami Beach says it will no longer enforce a 2 a.m. prohibition on the sale and consumption of alcohol in the South Beach Entertainment District. The announcement came a day after a Miami-Dade judge granted the Clevelander Hotel a temporary injunction. It blocks the city from limiting the hours of alcohol service at the Ocean Drive business for the duration of the lawsuit. The Clevelander sued the city last month over the new law. The prohibition applies to businesses with licenses to serve alcohol until 5 a.m. in the city's mixed-use entertainment district, along Ocean Drive and Collins Avenue from 5th to 16th Streets. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber says the city is focused on its appeal. Gelber proposed the 2 a.m. ban as a way to curb crime and hard partying in South Beach. In more drinking news, Aki wants to help you fall in love with darts. The international gastro-gaming concept, with locations in Oslo, Amsterdam, and Sweden, is opening its first venue in the U.S., right here in Miami Beach. Aki plans to open in July in the south of 5th neighborhood, with what it calls elevated cuisine, cold beer, craft cocktails, and darts. These are not old-timey darts you'll be throwing. These are state-of-the-art darts. Aki has its own proprietary technology and 13 booths where you can polish your game while sipping cocktails you can eat too. The menu includes such dishes as sweet chili prawns mofongo and wagyu burgers. For more on where to eat and drink around town, go to miami.com. In travel news, Miami is proud of its beaches, but the internet says Florida's other beaches are better. A search and booking website for vacation rentals called holidoo.com analyzed more than 30,000 Google searches. It then came up with the 10 most popular Florida beaches. And Miami Beach was not one of them. Broward, Palm Beach, and the Keys weren't on the list either. The beach on the top of everybody's bucket list is Siesta Key. That's the other side of the state near Sarasota. In sports, Bam Adebayo's off-season schedule now includes a trip to Tokyo for the Olympics. The Miami Heat star center committed to join Team USA's 12-man roster this summer. And finally, in tech news, so you've downloaded the Robinhood app to invest in stocks. But where are you getting your financial information? If you're still using Google or Yahoo Finance, there is another option, one now being led by a team in Miami. Atom Finance is a consumer software platform designed to provide up-to-date stock intelligence and earnings information similar to a Bloomberg terminal. The company just announced it had raised a $28 million Series B funding round led by the SoftBank Latin America Fund. Atom said it is opening an office in Miami, though employees will not be required to make the jump south. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.